This is Express FM. Supported by Southern Co-op. We are passionately pumping.
Jamal Lowe's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamal Lowe, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
It's an exciting challenge. I'm proud to be the manager of Portsmouth.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing "Play Up Pompey." It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
Pompey were peeled apart by the Tangerines on Tuesday night.
Brown is a yard behind him as he tries to chase ball into the box. Loose, left by, and fired into the back of the net. Yates leaves it, Anderson smashes it in.
The Blues lost their unbeaten record on the road following that midweek defeat. Up next, however, is a return to league action at Fratton Park. And manager Kenny Jaffett is looking forward to the match, which will also see the long-awaited return of supporters.
The way that the fans get behind the side is a really big thing. You know, for us, cultivating a good home record is something that the fans contribute to. There is no doubt about that.
The Gaffer will be featuring a little later in the show, where he'll also be previewing Pompey's chances against Peterborough United tomorrow afternoon. As always, Pompey fans, this here is the platform for you back home to get involved with the conversation. We'd love to hear your reaction to Tuesday's defeat at Bloomfield Road, as well as whether or not you've secured a ticket for this weekend's game. A very warm welcome to you all. It's great to have you along this evening on FM, DAB, online or through your smart speaker. However you're tuning in tonight, you're listening to the Friday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
A very, very good evening to the Football Hour here on Express FM, brought to you this season by Stagecoach across the South. Visit their website at stagecoach.co.uk to find out more information on fares, routes, timetables, and of course the latest COVID-19 related guidelines as well. As always, Pompey fans, this here, this is the Football Hour. We want you back home to get involved with the conversation between now and 7 o'clock, whether you've got a score prediction for tomorrow afternoon's game at home to Peterborough United. We want your reaction to Tuesday's defeat at Blackpool, and we'd also want to know whether you are one of the lucky 2,000 supporters who will be making the trip to Fratton Park tomorrow afternoon. That is right, Pompey fans are back inside grounds from this weekend, and it's going to be absolutely incredible. And later on in tonight's show, we'll be hearing from a few fans who are lucky enough to be going to the game, and we'll hear how much it means to them and what they're looking forward to the most upon entering the ground. Before we do that, however, we're going to hear the highlights from Tuesday night's defeat at Blackpool. Pompey made the gruelling journey up to Bloomfield Road, the seaside town of Blackpool, to take on the Tangerines. The Blues were still unbeaten on their travels away from home this season prior to kick-off, but Blackpool had other things in mind.
Everything we do is passionately Pompey.
A wonderful goal!
Every second of the action is right here.
Shoot and scores!
90 minutes of passionately Pompey commentary.
He scored!
This is...
You wouldn't believe it!
Pompey Live.
Blackpool are one of the informed teams in League One and one of the pre-season promotion favourites who finally seem to have found their feet, and as Kenny Jackett's been saying, certainly have a really top-class attacking lineup. Now Hamilton 25 yards out, that left foot laying it off for Anderson, not quite in his path, so Anderson has to check back inside the area to Hamilton, shot on goal, and it's into the side netting off McGilvery. I think it was his foot he saved it with.
Yeah.
And a Blackpool corner, still 0-0. Pompey come forward, Williams outside the penalty area looking for Marquis. Marquis has won it back. Marquis gets a shot away and it's just wide of the post. Closest either side have come to scoring. 0-0. Pompey trying to bring it down through Harness, but he loses possession to Robson, who will drive up towards halfway and beyond, and then trying to get Hamilton away down that touchline. Brown is a yard behind him as he tries to chase ball into the box. Loose, left by, and fired into the back of the net. Yates leaves it. Anderson smashes it in. And Portsmouth hit on the counter-attack, and Blackpool have the lead 18 minutes into the second half. Fine finish from Anderson, his second of the season. It's Blackpool 1, Portsmouth 0. And suddenly Portsmouth have it through Marquis in the penalty area. Marquis's shot is saved. Down to his left by Maxwell, Pompey Corn. And that is the final act of what is a bitterly disappointing night for Portsmouth at Bloomfield Road. They've lost by a goal to nil.
Every second of the action is right here. This is 93.7 Express FM. Pompey Live.
On a cold, wet night in Blackpool, chances weren't exactly raining down for Pompey, who fell to a 1-0 defeat on the road, their first loss away from home in the league this season. OK, so joining me tonight to go over that defeat, I'm delighted to say returning to the Football Hour after quite an extended timeout is Mr. Adam Hillier. Adam, it's fantastic to have you on the show tonight, bud.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jake. Yeah, good to be back on.
Not a problem at all, mate. And like I said, it's been a while since we last spoke, but we're going to talk about Tuesday night's game. It's a 1-0 defeat away to Blackpool, a tough, really bitter pill to swallow for Pompey, but... You know, after such a fantastic start to the season, on the road at least, you kind of felt that a defeat was coming at some point, and we just had to brace ourselves for that eventuality, didn't we?
Yeah, and in a league where it's so competitive, so tight, you only need to look at the table to see how tight this division is. Those sort of defeats will be a factor throughout the season. I think the real test of the squad strength and the bounce back ability is seeing how we're going to go forward after this defeat and after losing our undefeated run.
Also interested to hear the thoughts of Blake O'Neill, who is your guest as well tonight. Adam, Blake, it's again great to hear from you, mate, and I hope you're doing well.
I am, thank you very much. How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad. Still kind of recovering from that long journey back on Tuesday night, or should I say Wednesday morning.
I bet.
But, you know, going back to the game, it's not something really we want to dwell on too much, Blake, because we've got a lot to talk about tonight and some really, really important stuff going into tomorrow's game at home to Peterborough. But, you know, in terms of the match and the performance itself, we'll start off by giving Blackpool a bit of credit, because I know prior to the game, a lot of the kind of feeling, you know, heading into the match was, yeah, they're a decent side, but that doesn't matter because we're also a decent side and we need to win the match to, you know, boost our chances of going up this season. But in all fairness, they are a good side, and it simply was just a case of they took their chance and Pompey didn't.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've got to look at it. You say you can't really let it get to us that much, especially with such a big game coming up tomorrow at 3 o'clock with Peterborough coming down here. And although you look at it, we lost 1-0, we didn't have many chances. We weren't battered, to say the least. We weren't out of the game completely. We definitely had our own chances at points. There were a couple of questionable things, definitely. But I think overall, we can't let that get on our backs and push us down.
Yeah. Adam, you know, we spoke about the performance of Blackpool, but the performance of Pompey. Now, we've seen so much over the last few weeks or the last couple of months or so. Pompey in front of goal have been deadly, you know, frightening. In fact, you know, the highest scorers in England across all the divisions and all the cup competitions with 43 goals to their name after we beat Kingsley in 6-1 on Saturday. So going into Tuesday night, you felt that actually we'd at least have some sort of, you know, clear-cut chance on goal, some sort of threat up top. However, I don't really see where the stats say we had 9 shots, because if I'm being brutally honest, going forward, it was woeful. And I think that really contributed the most to our demise, because we couldn't create anything.
Yeah, Marquis went reasonably close in the first half, but that's the only real noticeable chance that I can remember. I think it was just a case the other night we got neutralised quite well by Blackpool. I think it is fair to say, give them some credit there. We have been free-flowing scoring this year. You know, our goal difference in the league speaks itself, second only behind Hull. I think it was just one of those games on Tuesday night. Let's say there was maybe some questionable things that were made tactically towards the second half. Maybe we need a little bit of a spark off the bench. But overall, I think it's a performance that, you know, Kenny Jack is going to say to the players, put it behind you and let's look forward to Peterborough on Saturday, because we beat them, we go above them. Yeah. So the opportunity there to rectify the problems on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and just a disclaimer, Blake, you know, before we do get hounded for it, yes, we're not feeling great about Tuesday's result. We're quite down on it, and there's no real positive to take from it, and sometimes that's hard to kind of convey across, but actually we're trying to be as positive as we can, but just sometimes simply you can't. And just what I want to point out, and I hope you agree, is that yes, Tuesday was bad, and yes, you know, chances going forward for Pompey were really, really limited, and it was really difficult to actually see our scoring at any time of the match. But that doesn't mean whatsoever, in any stretch of the meaning, that Pompey are bad overall going forward. Because we have seen so far this season, we've had so much evidence But Pompey's attacking kind of front four is probably one of the best in the division on their day. And after, as I just said to Adam, after so many games consecutively where Pompey have been so dominant and domineering going forward, it's just a bit of a come down when you've got that one match, that 190 minutes where you just come down to earth a little bit and think, actually, yes, we're a great team, and yes, we've got the players and the ability to do well in this division, but sometimes you're going to get these games.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially over the course of what is a 46-game season, there's games Saturday, Tuesday. You've got to expect to not score in some. You can't be scoring loads of goals in them all. Especially if you look mainly at the start of our season, we started quite slow. We drew a couple of games 0-0 to start the season. So we picked ourselves up from that and we went and we changed it to up top. We started scoring again. But ultimately, Blackpool just dealt with our attacking threat a bit better, I think. I think they knew what we were going to try and do, and I think they just controlled it. And ultimately, we can't change it or look necessarily to stop doing what we want to do because one team solved it. I mean, if it happens tomorrow and then possibly again in the next game, we could then maybe think, all right, we might have to do a bit of a chop and change. But I don't think necessarily at the minute that's the case.
Yeah. Roger in Gosport's got in touch on the text. He says, evening, lads. I hope the boys play better than they played on Tuesday night. I hope Kenny Jackett goes with a 4-4-2 system with Ellis Harrison up front and John Marquis maybe. Maybe the fans' attendance might make a difference. Keep the faith, Roger in Gosport. Roger, thank you for getting in touch, as you always do. My friend, we'll get on to the subject of fans returning in the next part of the show. As Blake's just mentioned there, Adam, you know, still a long way to go this season for Pompey, of course there is, and we know what the squad is capable of. But Tuesday night's defeat, yes, you know, they're going to happen. They're going to come about. You're going to have these games where you look back on at the end of the campaign and you add the points together and you think, oh, what could have been if we'd drawn there, if we'd won there or whatever. But quite simply, this does happen in a 46-game season. We have, if I'm being honest, if we can have 5 or 6 games where we look great and we secure wins and the odd draw, we get that defeat. But follow it up, you know, in the next few games with more wins and a draw, and then, you know, not defeated for a while after that. If you can keep that sort of consistency going, you don't mind losing matches as long as you bounce back in the games that follow them, i.e., you know, tomorrow against Peterborough, next Saturday in the next league fixture as well. That's kind of the most important thing, isn't it? You don't mind losing games, but you've got to follow it up in the right kind of manner.
Yeah, and exactly that. And Saturday is the perfect opportunity for that with fans coming back. If you want to make a statement and a statement of intent on and getting back to winning ways, then Saturday's the perfect stage to do so. I think maybe something to take from this as well, Tuesday's game was a scrappy affair anyway. And the difference between some teams going up and not is those scrappier games, that's where the games that you need to be nicking a goal and nicking a win. And Jackett, I'm sure, would have told his players that over this week. So, you know, next time we get a game like that in midweek and it's a tough one away, maybe we've got to travel for it, maybe then we get the win. But like I say, put Tuesday behind us and let's go again on Saturday and pick up the 3 points.
Yeah. Alan Swift on the email says, hi, Jake and co. Teams like Blackpool have fussed us out, leaving no spaces for us to exploit. Ryan Stillwell said it all last week. We've won at such teams who left spaces behind for us to exploit. Plus, the team overall was woefully off form. So all round, we did not deserve to win, with the playoffs seeing the best bet now going forward. Alan and Salcy. And Blake, you know, Alan mentions the form, and it's a difficult one because, you know, we mentioned how great Pompey have been going forward and how defensively solid we have been in, you know, I'd say probably about half his games this season. But when you actually look back at the last six games for Pompey in the league, there's been a few cup distractions in between. But actually, when you look at it, 2 wins, 2 defeats, and 2 draws. Are we starting to get a little bit worried that, you know, mid-table form is creeping in? Or are you, you know, what you just said a moment ago, more confident that there are 31 games left of this season and that there's a big chance to turn it around?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the amount of games left, there's plenty of time to sort this out. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a bad bit of form, but the thing we need to do massively, which is, I think, always had a bit of an effect on us, is our form. We never really seem to hit off and keep our form going for a whole season. Yeah. And most of the time, I think we've seen this season, and especially last season, we never really have home and away form. We have one or the other, it seems to be. Because obviously we've only lost one on the road this season, which obviously was Tuesday. And to win the rest, not win the rest, but be unbeaten in the rest was big for us.
Yeah. lads, so we're going to hear now the pre-match thoughts of the manager, Kenny Jackett, who first speaks about the return of fans and how their presence may impact tomorrow's game at home to Peterborough United.
Yeah, at Fratton Park and for our players, it's massive. It's good for football overall, but for us, driving us on, getting behind our players and really encourage them, I think is a big thing, and it's an excellent step.
Yeah, and do you think it means more at a club like Portsmouth where the fans and the atmosphere is such an asset to the team?
It is a big asset, and the way that the fans get behind the side is a really big thing. But I think it's everybody would say the same. They want their own fans there. It's a big part of football, and you know, for us anyway, cultivating a good home record is something that the fans contribute to. There is no doubt about that. When the season was suspended last year, you know, we were unbeaten at home in obviously mid-March, so that was a fantastic record, one that we're very proud of. And if we're going to be successful this year, need to try to replicate from now on.
For you, you've obviously been involved in football for a very long time, but even you must have found the recent circumstances unusual. How much are you looking forward to, on a personal note, getting back to some sort of normality?
Yeah, it is strange. You didn't think, you know, you would see a situation like this, but obviously the, you know, the virus is, it's been quite unique, and how it's affected every industry, not just football. But it does look like, you know, there's signs that we're coming through it, and football as an industry has been knocked, and, you know, hopefully can recover. There is no reason why it can't, and you know, fans coming into football grounds is a big part of that, and towards getting back to some type of normality.
Your opponents, Peterborough, have been tipped from the start as promotion challenges. What are you expecting from them?
Yeah, one of the sides that are up there, and they've got a very good team. And there's several sides, you know, this early in the season, it's always the same, but there's several sides have a chance. Peterborough, one of them, Portsmouth, one of them. So we'll be wanting to really, you know, get back to winning ways. We're disappointed with the Blackpool game. I didn't think there was a lot in the game, but similarly, I think we can play better. That's the thing. Blackpool away on a Tuesday night is a tough game, and they've got some good players. You don't underestimate Blackpool. They're a good side as well, but similarly, I don't think that we played to our capacity, and we can do better than that. So yeah, as a group, we're looking to bounce back on Saturday.
Yeah, we're in a situation where both teams are looking to bounce back as well, because Peterborough lost to Wimbledon in their previous game.
Yeah, and obviously the cup run, the cup game at the weekend, but they'll be looking forward similar to ourselves. Know the capabilities of their squad, but you know, I'm looking at our squad, I'm looking at my squad, and there's a lot of capabilities there, and I've a lot of confidence in them and a lot of belief in the players to be successful this year. And you know, for us, we have to keep going. We want to hit top form on a consistent basis, and if we can do that, we do feel we can, you know, we can get the right amount of wins that can make us successful. But this is a big game. There's no doubt about it. One we're looking forward to. But I'm confident of our squad. I'm very confident of the players' character and ability. And you know, from a slightly disappointing both result and performance on Tuesday, as I said, it wasn't a lot in the game. And we could have got something out of it, but I do feel that, you know, performance-wise, we can do better than we did Tuesday night, and we're looking to on Saturday.
For pre-match thoughts there of the gaffer, Kenny Jackett. It's time now for us three to head into our first break of tonight's show, but don't forget to keep those text, tweets and emails coming in, Pompey fans. Was Tuesday's performance Pompey's worst of the season? Are you beginning to worry about the teams below the Blues in the table who have games in hand? And are you confident that the midweek blank in front of goal is just a one-off? All the usual ways to get in touch. It's at ExpressFM if you're on Twitter. Text the word Express, followed by your name and message to 81400. Email pompey@expressfm.com or visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/PompeyLive. Myself, Adam and Blake will be back in just a few moments' time right here on 93.7 ExpressFM. This is the Friday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to part two of this evening's Football Hour here on Express FM. Driven to you this season by Stagecoach Across the South. Download the Stagecoach app now from your relevant app store to plan your next journey. And please remember that a face covering must be worn at all times. We're going to move on from the topic of Tuesday night's defeat at Blackpool. We don't want to dwell on it too much. I think we've summed it up as best as we can. A 1-0 defeat on the road. It was coming. It wasn't the greatest of performances. There's a lot to improve upon. But we know that 90 minutes of football in a 46-game league season is you know, it's important to get as many points as you can, don't get me wrong, but you know, there's certainly time to make up for it. Adam Swift has got back in touch on the emails. He says, tomorrow is anybody's game. Posh will be trying to make up for some poor results, so both sides should be up for it. And, you know, as Alan's just mentioned there, Adam, Peterborough themselves aren't on the greatest run of forms. They go into the game having been defeated last weekend in the FA Cup by non-league Chorley. And in midweek, just on Wednesday night, actually, being defeated away to AFC Wimbledon, 2-1 at Plough Lane. So that goes to show, in a in any division really, but in a division like League One, you've got your top teams like Hull and Peterborough, and hopefully Pompey will be in and amongst those sides at the end of the season. But it just goes to show that these sides, they get defeated every now and then.
Yeah, exactly that. And it's worth mentioning that Peterborough have only won one of their games in the last five, both League and Cup. And obviously they had the embarrassment against Chorley at the weekend. I think it's fair to say it's probably embarrassment. It's probably hit them hard. So they need to be looking for bouncing back this weekend as well. And, you know, they'll be up for it, especially as it's coming down to Fratton Park in front of fans. They'll be wanting to test us as well. But I think we need to look at it as, you know, our chance to get back into it, get back into the swing of things. I am expecting a very competitive game between the two sides, but hopefully we come out the other end on top.
Yeah. Email from Stephen Jerome. Hi, lads. I think it's a fantastic that finally we're going to have some fans down at Fratton Park for the Peterborough game. I am one of the lucky 2,000 who's got a ticket for the match tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to it. I don't really know what to expect, but it will be a special occasion. And if everyone adheres to the safety rules and protocols that are in place, I'm sure it will all go down well with no problems. I know it won't be the atmosphere as we know it here with the restrictions on singing and shouting, etc. But I'm just happy to be there tomorrow watching my team. It's our first time back in the stands for 9 months. Let's embrace it. Play up, Pompey, says Stephen in Southsea. And Blake, fans back at Fratton Park tomorrow. And as Steve's just mentioned there within his emails, it's been almost 9 whole months. The 10th of March. it's been a very long time. And this is a special, special occasion that everyone, whether you've got a ticket or not, is really looking forward to.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely a thing we should be looking forward to, especially after the year we've had. But something I found a bit funny was the two last Pompey games that we played before, obviously, the lockdown hit and Atkinson was called off were Peterborough and Fleetwood. And the first game with fans back is Peterborough, and the next home game with fans hopefully still in then is Fleetwood. I found that quite amusing that, obviously, it paused with those two games, and now when we're coming back, it's those two games again.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we're looking for a win on Saturday. I was one of the lucky 2,000. I've managed to grab a ticket.
Yeah.
Not in my usual seat. I'm not in the front end. I'm in the north stand. But I think at this point in time, I'd give anything to sit anywhere.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't really care where I am as long as I'm in Fratton Park.
It's going to be a very special occasion. And Linda Mayall on the emails is looking forward to it as well. She says, I'm going to Fratton Park tomorrow. I was lucky to get tickets yesterday when they went on sale to the other groups. Let's hope that everyone follows the guidelines to keep everyone safe and make it enjoyable for everybody. We need to ensure that supporters continue to be allowed to go to future matches, so we need to do the right things now. Hopefully, if we can move into Tier 1, we can get even more fans in the grounds. It was nice to see supporters at the Arsenal game last night. They were all spread out evenly around the stadium. Not sure how they sold the tickets, but I found it was difficult buying tickets on the Pompey's website, with them selling them in twos and threes, etc. Perhaps there may be a better way than this. Perhaps, Linda, hopefully. But I suppose they cannot please everyone. Hopefully Pompey will play better than they did on Tuesday to give everyone a good performance. Play up, Pompey, says Linda Mayall on the emails. Adam, this is really the bulk of the show now, where we discuss the return of fans. And in just a few moments' time, we're going to hear from a few fans who are looking forward to returning back to Fratton Park tomorrow. But so, 2,000 at Fratton Park tomorrow. There's somewhat 12,000 people who have got flexi season tickets who have been unfortunate. They've not got a ticket for tomorrow's game. But this is something which is going to be rolled out throughout the entire campaign. So the next home game, we'll see 2,000 different fans inside Fratton Park. The next home game, 2,000 more different fans back inside Fratton Park. Hopefully the next home game after that will be allowed 4,000 supporters back inside the ground. And, you know, they'll work it out fairly so that everyone gets a fair crack at watching Pompey this season. So in terms of how this is all kind of panned out for Pompey and football clubs up and down the country, it's a fair way of doing it, isn't it? And there was no really easy decision to make in regards to bringing fans back safely, but we've now reached that point. And this hopefully indicates that we are returning to some sort of normality.
Yeah, and it's important that people start to feel a sense of normality again. I think it's a real testament to fans of Pompey that they've 12,000 have got flexi tickets. That's fantastic. And you know, while there's only going to be 2,000 allowed at the moment, hopefully that number is increased. But yeah, I think it's fantastic fans going to be allowed back in. It's not just about supporting the club. For some fans, this is their thing on the weekend. This is what's good for their mental health, and that it'll be good for them to get back into the ground and enjoy watching the team that they live and breathe again. So yeah, really excited to see fans back in this weekend.
Okay, then let's hear now, shall we, from a handful of supporters who will be a part of the lucky 2,000 Pompey fans inside Fratton Park tomorrow. These fans have, and I'm really appreciative of this as well, they've contacted me throughout the day, they've let me know how they're feeling, what they've missed over the last 9 months, and what they're looking forward to the most upon returning to Fratton Park tomorrow. You're really going to enjoy this one, and I'm really hoping that you enjoy it as well. So here are some of the supporters who will be making the journey to Fratton Park tomorrow and what they're looking forward to the most.
I think I'm like everyone else, and I'm really, really excited to get back to Fratton Park this weekend. It has felt like a very long time since that Arsenal game.
I can't wait to get back to the proper atmosphere, and it feels like forever since we've gone to Fratton. I can't wait to see the boys play.
It's been such a long wait since the last game, and we're so thrilled to be able to clap the boys onto the pitch again.
We're just so used to our weekend being built around match day, the preparation, travelling down, seeing friends, watching the match. You know, it's just a whole day out that we've missed so much since this all started. We can't wait. We're really excited to be back at Fratton Park on Saturday. And to be honest, no matter what the result is, we're just so grateful to be back watching the team live again.
I've coped without being able to go to Fratton Park by watching games on iFollow, Sky, BBC, listening to it on the radio, but that doesn't replace the feeling you get when you're actually inside Fratton Park.
Life without Pompey hasn't been the same, but we've had match night family Zoom calls, weekend social distance barbecue iFollow viewings, and so many memes I lose track to keep us going.
I think the main thing that I've missed over the last 8 months probably got to be going to all the games up and down the country with my mates, as well as going to the home games with my dad, but and regularly meeting up with fans that I'd see on a match day.
The biggest part for me is missing my friends, having a drink before the game, having a catch up with what's been going on in the week, talking about the team, talking about what the prospects are for that day's game and if we're going to win, and the general socialising and the banter.
For me, the biggest part of attending Pompey games and what I've missed is that sense of excitement, that buzz, that adrenaline, watching the play build up, that anticipation of that Portsmouth are going to score. And that you can only get that from being in the ground. It's not the same feeling whilst watching on TV.
It might sound a bit weird, but just coming up the steps into the Fratton end and it just being there in front of you with the screen on the Milton end looking straight at you, it's just going to be so good. So, so good.
On Saturday, I'm most looking forward to seeing my friends who are in my bubble, who are allocated, who I'm allocated seats with. I really can't wait to see them. I just can't wait to see the stadium, the game, just a little bit of normality in your life, really. You know, a Saturday going to football, it's just what it's all about.
I'm looking more forward to getting into the ground, the walk to the ground, singing, getting behind the lads, getting the 3 points, and hopefully moving up the table a bit. Let's see if we can do it.
Tomorrow's going to be very different. We wouldn't miss it for the world. A little bit of history in the making and the ability and the bragging rights to say, I was there. It's going to be a bit of a surreal experience, but we both appreciate we're so extremely lucky to have this opportunity after so many months away from the park.
I think this is huge. We can show that we're not going to have major problems, because we're not, with 2,000 fans in a 20,000 seat stadium, and then hopefully we can move on. I think it would be better to move on to a percentage-based quota for fans, so rather than having 2,000, because for Rochdale that's actually quite a lot of people, or for, say, Wimbledon or Accrington, that's quite a lot of people in their ground.
It's important to attend football matches during this pandemic and what we're going through as a nation, as a human race, because it brings back that sense of normality. It brings back that it's not all doom and gloom. There's positivity, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and to be able to go to football at the weekends with your friends and family and watch your team put in a performance is absolutely paramount to people's mental health and their well-being and to make them happy.
Football on the weekend means everything to me. I've been doing it from the age of three, going from with my dad to going with my granddad to going with my friends to still going with my friends. You know, football on the weekend has always been in my life, and for these past 8 months it's been so hard to not be able to go out with my friends and go to the football. Attending football matches to me is always good for your mental health, because you know, you go through all those emotions. It's a place for me where I can let my anger go, also I can, there could be a different side of me where I can sing. Also, you know, it's a great place to socialise with your friends, whether you drink or you don't drink, or, you know, there are so many different people who go to football and they show their emotion in different ways. So, you know, it's been hard in that state, because, you know, because your mental health without your friends and the things you do normally, it does go down. So, you know, it's so important that it's back.
It's really important because it's... You know, you need that socialisation and interaction with your friends. You know, going to football is a big part of that for me. Talking about the game to my mates over message as well when Pompey were away and we can't actually make the game. It's been a big void that needs filling again.
A normal Saturday match for us means leaving the house at 1 p.m. to get a quick coffee at Tesco and then rolling up with my parents at the mat up to an hour early because my dad wants to get a good parking spot, only for my brother to arrive 2 minutes after kickoff. Typical. Although this weekend we won't be going to Tesco's, my dad isn't so worried about the parking and my brother will have to roll up with us. I hope we'll still have the hats and scarves and smiles that make us Pompey people.
For me, yeah, I think football's really important. To maintain a healthy social life. It's sort of brought me out of my shell over the years, and I do miss going to all of the games. I think it's really important that, you know, you have a regular sort of hobby that you can go to every week and get away from the, you know, whatever's going on the other 6 days of the week, you can get away on a Saturday, you know, by watching the football.
I honestly believe the 2,000 fans will make so much noise if we score a goal, because obviously we've been advised we can't sing and we can't chant, but those 2,000 fans will make sure it's pretty much 18,000 fans, and hopefully we will have something to cheer about.
Do I believe 2,000 fans will sing loud as 18,000? I'm sure we'll be loud. I mean, you're not going to have that 18,000 singing, that passion that we usually have, but I'm sure we'll be able to make a noise and get behind the team as usual. Fingers crossed. I mean, and even if the result don't go our way, I'm sure we'll still support the team.
Living 120 miles away, I don't get to see Pompey as much as I'd like. But weekends such as this, such a highlight to meet up with friends, share a few beers, the anticipation of a good performance, the collective Mike Oldfield, and the roar of kickoff.
I am really looking forward to, honestly, the moment of walking back into the ground, like walking back through the gates, walking back up the stairs into the Fratton end and looking out at the pitch. Because every home game I ever go to, it's always that the moment where I walk into the stadium itself, into the stand itself from behind the Fratton end and start walking up towards my seat, there's always that one moment of, it's good. It's good to be back. This is the good bit of my week. And then sometimes, obviously, it goes wrong and you lose 3-0 at home. But that moment is always there where you're buzzing to just like walk into the stadium and it opens up in front of you. I'm not entirely sure whether or not things will keep progressing from the 2,000 fans upwards. I mean, obviously we're all in tier two at the moment in Portsmouth and where I'm based as well. Whether or not that will progress to tier three after Christmas, I mean, it's just a guessing game really, isn't it? I mean, you certainly hope it's a step forward into the return of normal football, but I do think it's going to be a long time before we get 18,000 back in Fratton again. But, you know, trying to look at the positives at the moment, it's been a rough 9 months. You have to just hope that this is a step in the right direction.
A huge, huge thank you to all of the supporters who have got in touch with us this week. The Pompey fans you've just heard there include Andy Mitchell-Moore, Ben Chu, Ian Chiverton, Abby Chiverton, Jeff Harris, Kate Mottershead, Louis O'Donnell, Mark Harvey, Martin Lloyd, Matt Fuller, Paul Fletcher, Phil Heyman and Tom Clark. those are only 13 of the fortunate 2,000 Pompey fans who will be making a bit of history tomorrow afternoon by attending the first game back at Fratton Park since the first lockdown was implemented back in March. Have you got a ticket for the game as well? We'd love to hear from you too. Let us know how excited you are. Don't forget, whether you're going to the match or not, we're also looking for your score predictions too. 81400 is the number to text. Include your name and message at the start with the word Express. Email pompey@expressfm.com, tweet using @expressfm, or visit facebook.com/pompeylive. After the break, we'll be looking a little closer at tomorrow's game, including a preview of the opposition and what kind of challenge they'll be posing to Pompey on the pitch. So stick around and don't go anywhere, because we'll be back very shortly for the conclusion of this Friday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to the third and final part of tonight's Football Hour, brought to you this season by Stagecoach Across the South. Still to come this evening, we've got a full preview of Pompey's next league fixture, which is at home to Peterborough United tomorrow afternoon. We'll be going through your score predictions as well as your feelings heading into the match as well. But before we get to any of those, we're going to hear from Colin Moseley, who has a more in-depth look at this week's opponents, Peterborough United.
It's a return to Fratton Park this weekend in more ways than one. The Blues are back on home turf and will have supporters right behind them for the first time in almost 9 months. Travelling down for this League One fixture are Peterborough United.
Pompey Live, this week's opposition.
Pompey were defeated in the league for the first time on the road earlier this week, having lost by the singular 0-0 away to Blackpool on Tuesday night. That loss ended a run of 4 games unbeaten in League One and sent the Blues down into 6th position, with teams below them lurking closely with games in hand. This weekend sees arguably one of the tougher tests of the season take place, and Kenny Jackett's men will need to be on top of their game to get anything out of this one. So what do we know about this week's opposition ahead of kickoff?
Manager.
Darren Ferguson, son of esteemed manager Sir Alex Ferguson, is currently in charge of first team matters at London Road. The 48-year-old is currently serving in his 3rd term at Peterborough United, having previously managed the Posh between 2007 and 2009, as well as between 2011 and 2015. Altogether, Ferguson has taken charge of 449 competitive Peterborough United matches, amassing a win percentage of 44.8%. Between his 3 spells in charge of the Posh, Ferguson managed both Preston North End and Doncaster Rovers, returning to the club as recently as last January, succeeding the dismissed Steve Evans, who's now at Gillingham. As a player, Ferguson was deployed as a midfielder and pulled on the shirts of Manchester United, Wolverhampton Wanderers, Sparta Rotterdam, Wrexham, and finally Peterborough United themselves. So far during his managerial career with Peterborough United, he's won the EFL Trophy and the League One playoffs, as well as securing 2 automatic promotion finishes in both Leagues 1 and 2 by finishing in 2nd place.
One to watch.
22-year-old midfielder Jack Taylor is one to watch for Peterborough United this weekend. Taylor dons the number 8 shirt for the club, with whom he signed for in January from National League outfit Barnet, with the initial fee paid approximately £500,000. With a figure standing at 6'1", the Hammersmith-born prospect came through the youth ranks at Chelsea, remaining at Stamford Bridge for 7 years before making the switch to Barnet in 2012. Taylor earned his first senior contract 4 years later, going on to become a centurion for the Bees before leaving for the Posh earlier this year. In 2016, while still contracted with Barnet, he was loaned out to Hampton and Richmond Borough to help with the side's run into the season, playing alongside former Portsmouth players Jamal Lowe and Nicky Kabamba. As a result of his father coming from County Galway in Ireland, as well as himself holding Irish citizenship since birth, Taylor is eligible to represent the Republic of Ireland on the international stage. In 2019, he was called up to his nation's under-21 squad for the 2019 Toulon tournament, which was held in France in the June of that year. His call-up proved successful, scoring a brace in a training match against the senior team and making his debut, albeit as a substitute, against the Bahrain under-23s.
Top scorer.
Creeping up behind John Marquis, who leads the way for goals scored in the 3rd tier at this stage with 9, is Peterborough United striker Johnson Clark-Harris. The 26-year-old has 8 strikes to his name so far and bagged his latest goal away to AFC Wimbledon in midweek. Clark Harris signed for the Posh earlier this summer, transferring in from League One rivals Bristol Rovers, where he scored 24 goals in 42 games last term.
Current form.
Peterborough are currently third in the league table, having 9 wins and 2 draws from their opening 15 matches. However, form of late has been rather mixed for Darren Ferguson's side, who've dropped out of the automatic promotion places following just 2 victories in their last 5 league games. Their most recent fixture was on Wednesday night, where they were defeated 2-1 by AFC Wimbledon at the new Plough Lane. Can Pompey recover from the midweek setback and prevent back-to-back league defeats? All the unmissable action on Pompey Live.
Connor Mosley there with a closer look at Peterborough United, Pompey's opponents for tomorrow's match at Fran Park. Match day 16 for both sides in League One this season. Peterborough then, Adam, we know what they're all about, but one big difference this season is no Ivan Toney.
Yeah, and that will help us a lot for sure. I would have been, after terrorising us when we played him away at home last season, yeah, it would be good not to have him there this year. But Clark Harris is not someone to be sniffed at either, so the defence will have to be on top form this weekend to stuff the threat of him as well.
Yeah, and despite Ivan Toney's departure in the summer, though, Blake, as Adam's just mentioned there, the Posh have recruited pretty well. Former Bristol Rovers forward Johnson Clark-Harris is banging the goals in, just one strike behind John Marquis in the League One standings. Sammy Schmodics, of course, signed a permanent deal at London Road after his loan expired in the summer. So they have recruited well. They do, once again, look deadly going forward. Sariki Dembele, another name to mention as well. Jack Taylor mentioned within this week's opposition. Something Pompey will need to be on full alert for the entire 90 minutes tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. If you look at Peterborough's squads, they've always been quite high scoring, especially last season with Ivan Toney being top scorer when obviously the season finished. And well, he was probably the best striker in the league for a period before that, hence why he's gone on to the Championship and he can't stop scoring even now. Clark Harris, though, he was good for Bristol Rovers there. Obviously, Peterborough have now picked him up there. He's scoring goals once again. He's fast. He's not as strong as Ivan Toney, though, I don't think. He's definitely got the same kind of goal-scoring threat as Ivan Toney has. But I think the fact that he's not got that much kind of ability to bully people like Jack Watmore and Sean Raggett and possibly even Rasmus off the ball is definitely going to kind of play to our advantage, where we could just kind of not necessarily foul him, but we could just give him a little nudge off the ball and then grab the ball off him and go, especially with Tom Naylor there as well. But another person that I'd like to mention is Sariki Dembele.
Yes.
He's a player that quite often goes under the radar for Peterborough, in my opinion. He's definitely a key man for them. I remember the first time we played them in League One, or it might have been the second time, when we were second, they were top, and he just, even though we beat them, he ran through our whole team that day.
Yeah, he's certainly a player Pompey, you know, as well as all their players, really, tomorrow, Adam. Pompey will need to be on the top of their game to keep an eye out from. But are you confident that the likes of Jack Watmore, Sean Raggett, we expect maybe Lee Brown and Callum Johnson as well to be making up that back four? Are you confident that this Pompey defence will be able to keep that Peterborough kind of attack at bay? Looking at the stats this season, Pompey have scored 26. They're joint top goal scorers in the division alongside Hull City, of course, top of the table. Peterborough have scored 24. They'll be third highest scorers. They've also conceded 15, which is the same amount as Pompey. And those two sides are technically got the worst defence within the top 9 of the table. So two high scoring teams, but two defences which are prone to make a few errors. So this could be a high scoring match.
Yeah, we've picked it up so much now. You watch, it'll be 0-0. No, it's going to be a tough game. And I think tomorrow is really important we get a result, because we have a run of games coming up throughout up to the Christmas festive period that is all in the top 8. We've got Fleetwood, Hull, Ipswich. This is the start of a really, really tough run. And what better way than to start it in good style, to have a solid performance, and get the ball running for a period that really we're going to need squad in depth. We're going to need rotation. We're going to need the squad to be together and working hard to get through this period. And if we get through this period with a significant amount of points, that puts us in really good stead for the rest of the season.
Got a few people getting involved on the text tweets and emails as well. Graham Wilkins says, tomorrow is a big chance to blow away the cobwebs from Tuesday night, and I hope the Blues can't play as badly at two games in a row. Well, Graham, Kenny Jackett doesn't have a record at Pompey of losing consecutive league matches. I'm not going to put the mockers on that one, though. Having 2,000 fans at home will be... Well, it'll sound great, says Graham on the emails, and anything is better than piped-in sounds. It will be good for the players and a big tonic too, which will galvanise the Blues into playing better than they did against Blackpool. Although Peterborough are a good team, there's no Ivan Toney to contend with, and I fully believe that the Blues can win this fixture. I'm hoping for a good result, also hoping for a scoreline of 2-1. I'm not at the game tomorrow, I wasn't in the mix for tickets, but hope to be in the right area the next time the allocations are up for grabs. There's Graham Wilkins on the emails. Alan Swift says, I'm 100% sure, but a full house would dramatically improve our home form. At present, I think one fan to every three seats would be safe, providing everyone abides to the strict rules. That's, say, 6,000 to 6,500. Social distancing could still be adhered to. That's the opinion of Alan from Southsea on the emails. Paul O'Neill, your father, Blake, he's got in touch. He says, but Hawula needs to be given a go tomorrow. We've lacked creativity on Tuesday night and we were devoid of any ideas. Play like that against Peterborough and we'll get spanked, says your dad, Blake. And
yeah,
is it hard to disagree with that one? I know we've already mentioned how it may be a one-off on Tuesday night, but it does kind of have a point. If we do play in that same kind of vein, Peterborough are a side who will put us to bed fairly quickly.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think necessarily Hawula could play. I mean, he's definitely shown, especially with that goal against, I know it was Kings Lynn, but it's still taken very well. He's a player that definitely has a bit of pace, to even if it's to half time, we bring him on just to give that bit of electricity, just to come off and show us something. But yeah, as he said, it's definitely, if we play like that against a team like Peterborough, if you give them a half chance, most likely they're going to score it.
Yeah,
Blackpool aren't necessarily like that. They will score chances, don't get me wrong, because they did. But Peterborough will make a chance out of necessarily nothing, so we can't really afford to give them anything in our half.
Yeah. Gav Jones on Twitter's got in touch. He says, good evening, gents. Absolutely buzzing to be going back to Fratton Park tomorrow. The only dampener is the news we're not allowed to chant, sing, cheer, etc. It kind of feels like they may as well have just kept the cardboard cutouts, says Gav Jones on Twitter. And before we do go to the score predictions, Adam, just very quickly, tomorrow then, the return, Pompey fans, back at Fratton Park after almost 9 months out. Are you kind of in the kind of assumption that, yes, you know, a win is the utmost important thing for Pompey tomorrow afternoon, but win, lose or draw, the big story from this weekend is Pompey fans back where they belong.
Yeah, and that is the biggest thing coming from this weekend. It's going to be huge. We all know what we as fans and playing at the part for the team, you know, often referred to as the 12th man. It's huge. It may be 2,000. You know, they say that comment there, it might be best just to have the cardboard cutouts, but it's still having fans in the flesh, still having people coming back through the doors. It's massive, not just for those attending, but also for the club and also for football in general. And as we move, hopefully, slowly back to a return to normality.
Okay, just a quick mention as well, the Hawks haven't swore to Louisville. They're also back in action this weekend. They take on Chelmsford at the Draper Tools Community Stadium in the National League South. And Paul Doswell's side will be looking to put behind Wednesday's defeat, 3-2 loss at home to Hemel Hempstead. Okay, then let's take a look at some of these score predictions we've got coming into us then. Plenty of them, but mixed as well. Terry Tong says, I hope I'm wrong, but 2-0 Peterborough. Gary Cornwell also says a Peterborough win. He's going for 2-1. Martin Kerr says 2-2. James Berwick says 3-0 Pompey, and the 12th man will make such a difference. Wayne Mack says 3-1 Pompey. Matt Cobb's going for a 1-0 draw. The same as John Mumford, also 1-1 draw. Archie Newman says 2-1 Pompey. Chris Buxton's going for a 2-0 defeat. Don Owen says 3-1. Kieran Dempsey says 2-0 to Pompey. And finally, Patrick Munns is going for a 3-1 Pompey victory. OK, then, Adam Hillier, very quickly, a score prediction then. Pompey versus Peterborough United.
Yeah, like I mentioned, we've got a tough run of games coming up. I think as long as we can keep picking up points through this period, that's best for us. So I'm going to go for a 2-2 myself.
To all, says Adam. Blake O'Neill, what about yours, mate?
Well, I'm in a bit of a... I don't know whether it's going to be close or whether it's going to be different. I reckon it'll either be 3-2 or it'll be like a 1-0 and 0-0 kind of game. But I'm going to go with 3-2. I reckon it'll be high scoring.
Lads, thank you both for joining me tonight. I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw tomorrow. So, Pompey fans, this is it. Around 20 hours from now, 2,000 of you will be back But for those of you who weren't so lucky this time around, you can catch all of the unmissable action of Pompey's League One clash with Peterborough United at Fratton Park right here on 93.7 Express FM and I Follow Pompey. Myself, Liam and Ryan, we've got you covered.
Everything we do is passionately Pompey.
Portsmouth have found a way yet again.
This is...
You wouldn't believe it!
Pompey Live.
It was the Tangerines of Blackpool who ended Pompey's decent away form on Tuesday night. It finished 1-0 to the hosts on the night. Up next, the Blues are back at home for another League One showdown as they welcome Peterborough to PO4. Join us for all the unmissable action Saturday from 2.
Pompey Live on Express FM with Aqua Cars.
So, Pompey fans, this is it. Around 20 hours from now, 2,000 of you will be back. But for those of you who weren't so lucky this time around, don't forget, you can catch all of the unmissable action right here on Pompey Live. We've got you covered with full pre-match build-up and post-match reaction as well. So, it's been a long, long time coming, but tomorrow's finally the day that we welcome some of you back to Fratton Park. It may not be in the most ideal of circumstances just yet, but it's certainly a start. And it's safe to say, we're all looking forward to what is set to be a very emotional return.
We have waited almost 9 months for this moment.
270 days have passed since our last visit to Fratton.
It has been a tough, tough year for everybody.
But from tomorrow, it gets just a little bit better.
Win, lose or draw, we cannot wait to be back in our seats.
The passion.
The drama.
The emotion.
We're ready for it all.
Because we've had so much time to prepare for this day.
And now, finally,
we
are
back.
And you better believe it, we are not spending that long away ever again, ever.
Play at Pompey.
Come on, you Blues.
Bring it on.
We can't wait to welcome you back with open arms. Pompey Live tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock. The Blues are taking on Peterborough United at Fratton Park. 2,000 of you lucky, lucky supporters will be there to witness what is set to be a very tight game. We're looking forward to it. We hope you're looking forward to it as well. Thank you for tuning in tonight. It's been a fantastic show, as ever. Have a good evening, play up Pompey, and good night, Pompey fans.